be here this morning. Thank God for all the people that are praying with us and for us in the name of Jesus. We thank God for all the people that work behind the scenes, the people that you don't see and names aren't mentioned and that are working like crazy. They're praying, they're doing administrative stuff, just every possible conceivable thing that's necessary for this ministry to move forward, to bless the people of God. And whether they are in this building, they're online, they're in this state, this nation, or another country, all the saints of God are praying and doing their part to keep the ministry moving forward so that we can bless the children of God. And for all of you, we say thank you in the name of Jesus, because without every person doing their part, it would not be exactly what God has called it to be. So I just want to give praise to God for you. Amen. All right. So good morning, Pastor. Good morning. Ooh, looking all chipper and red. Sunday school must have been good. Amen. There is an online Sunday school that we have since we can't be in-house, and it is growing by leaps and bounds, and the children have a Sunday school on Saturdays that they, so the Lord is blessing and things are doing good. I would love to share that online Sunday school with you, but I can't right now because of logistics and all the things that, you know, we have people from around the world that would want to be a part of that, but we haven't got to that yet. So when we get there, I'll be one of the first ones to blow it out the door. Amen. But for now, just amen. So I do want to say, what was the?
Nico.
Amen. So those of you that remember last week, Abigail, I know you're not cold. It's cold in this old building. It's cold. Last Sunday when we were praying for baby Nico, and the Lord had stop the seizures and stop the vomiting and the whole nine. So the Lord let us know that he heard us because he answered that prayer. But when?
I don't think they said when. But
okay, but last week after the Lord answered our prayer for a baby Nico, the Lord called him home. And let me tell you, he ain't throwing up and vomiting in heaven. And his life will never be the same. He is happy, happy, happy. He is where we are trying to be. He is praising God. He is in the midst of the saints. He is covered by the power and the glory of God. There will never be another tear. There will never be any more sadness. There will never be any more crying, nothing. Baby Nico is where we're trying to be. And I pray for the family and for the loved ones and for those of us that were praying for the baby. God loves children. I mean, I can't even begin to tell you how much God loves children. And when he gets the opportunity to bring a child home, God, that baby's got it going on. That the baby. So we pray for the family and for the loss of the family. But the heavens are rejoicing because Nico is there. Amen. And so, and if you do it right, we'll see him in a minute.
Yes.
If you do it right, if you stay in Christ, stay on the ship. If you stay in the battle, we'll be seeing Nico real, real soon. Amen. So we're praying for the family and for those that loved and cared for Nico, but we'll be seeing him soon. Amen. I want to pray for those that are still struggling, that are still looking for Christ, for those that are having issues being what God has called them to be. Let me explain this to you. And we do have communion this morning. Let me explain this. This is the wrong time not to be in Christ. This is a really bad time to be on the fence. We need to make sure that if you are unsure about everything, what on earth is that? Okay, if you are unsure about anything regarding Christ, you need to make a solid commitment and you need to be firmly planted in Christ. He didn't say be perfect. He knew what he created, and he knew the world that we would be in. So being perfect is not a commandment. Staying in the fight, staying in the battle, staying alive in Christ, that's a commandment. You're going to make mistakes, which is why Christ died. One of the reasons Christ died on the cross, so that we would have an out, so that we would be able to get forgiveness for what we've done. He's not expecting perfection, but he is expecting you to stay in the fight. If you blow it, hit your knees and start all over. You know, if you get it wrong today, try to get it right tonight. You know, you have this is a battle that you can't, this is a relationship, this is a marriage. And this, when you're in this, there's no, okay, I've reached the plateau, I'm done fighting now, I'm done trying to be married now. You know, I've been married for 6 months, I'm good now, I don't have to, no more work, no more this, no more that. No. Whether you've been married for 6 days or 60 years, every day you still owe that spouse your best. Yes. And like they taught us when I was growing up, if you're not giving your spouse your best, who are you saving it for?
Yes.
Right?
Amen.
You look so guilty. I don't know what's going on, but she looks so guilty. Good morning, y'all. If you're not giving your spouse your very best, what they just don't understand, that's not true. That ain't got to do with it. You do your, God does not hold me accountable for how you treat me.
Right.
He holds me accountable for how I respond to how you treat me.
Amen.
Does that make sense? I don't have to pay for you cursing me out. That's not my bill. That's between you and God. But now, if I curse you back, I'm no better than the one that cursed me out in the first place. So who's the saved one around here? Who's the representative of God? If I treat you the same way you've treated me, then what's the difference? Right? God doesn't hold me responsible for how you hate me. That's your problem. Do you know when you hate somebody or you're holding things against people like that? Do you know that that doesn't really hurt the person that you're angry and upset about? It's killing you. You're the one with the ulcers and the high blood pressure and the eyes bucking out and the hair falling out. That you're the problem is you're hating somebody else or being so angry with somebody else. I just can't take it. Or I just don't like it. But that's not their problem. That's your problem. And you have to give an account to God about your problem.
Yes.
God doesn't hold me responsible for how you feel about me. He holds me responsible for how I respond to how you feel about me.
Amen.
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 I don't remember how I got started on that, but I'm there and I'm done now. It was necessary. Jocelyn said it was necessary for somebody. So don't let other people dictate your relationship with God.
Amen.
Don't let other people's actions tell you how to treat God or how your life should be with God. Don't let anybody else govern your relationship with God. That's between you and God. Amen?
Amen.
And when you let other people know where your buttons are, those are the very ones they pushing.
Oh, yeah.
That's, get a jackhammer. That's the only one, because they know that's going to get a reaction out of you. They get mad every time I say Jesus. They ain't going to say that. But you know what I'm saying. Don't tell people where your, keep your buttons to yourself.
Amen.
The only person that y'all know about all your buttons is you and Jesus.
Yes.
That's it. Because the more people know about you, anyway, that's a whole nother story.
Amen.
Anyway, Jocelyn, stop laughing. Anyway, I know what I was going to do. I was going to pray for the people that, I'm back. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you because you are worthy of all praise and all righteousness. Father, those people that are looking for the answer, you are the answer. For those people that are looking for a way out of the situations that they're in, you are the way out for the situation that they're in. For people that are looking for the ability to provide for their families and to know what's right, you are all of those answers and so much more. Father, we're praying that you would forgive the sins of those that are still struggling, trying to be what you have called and created them to be. And Father, for those that are still looking, send them somewhere where they can get what they need. We pray, Lord, for the sins of those that are fighting the good fight. And we're praying for the strength of those who have lost loved ones, families, and friends, that you would gird them and lift them and support them so that they will maintain until our time comes. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. So I want to read off these are the people that the saints have been praying for all week. These are the handles, not the prayer, but these are the names that were in the chat rooms.
Renew, Brooke Warren, Olga, DS2324, Troy, Sandy, DL, 10K Rejoicing.
Ooh, 10K, that's a runner.
Biliana, Shindel, Felipe, Sarah, Lynn, Robert, Jennifer, Jerry, and CM.
Amen. We don't say the last names and things like that because we want to, everybody don't want their name blasted all over the World Wide Web. Amen. But we just want you to know that we're still praying for you and that it's not over. We log off. The prayers are still going on and still going on. Amen. Amen. All right, Pastor Cole, what you got?
Okay. So the first one is from Mother Niara. Mm-hmm. She's asking for prayer for her friend Mark, who sent a text and said that he's hospitalized with COVID at UCLA. And so he's asking for a prayer for healing.
Amen. I got that text too last week. Thank you. What's his name, Robert?
Mark.
Mark. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we are praying for Mark. Can you see me? Can you anoint my hands, please? Yes. We're praying for Mark. Did you already wash your hands? Okay. Hallelujah. Thank God for those of you that were able to make it out to prayer this morning. Amen. Got a couple of little surprises this morning. I got a couple of surprises this morning. Amen. Just thank God. You know, ever since it started. You know, last year seemed like it was like 3 years long. I can't believe we went to Hawaii last year. I thought that was like 2 years ago. And it was last year. Can you believe that? Last year, January, we were preparing so we can go right after the fast. It was last year. Mm-hmm. Last year felt like 2 or 3 years long. It's just thing after thing after thing after thing. Just, you know. Anyway, I did receive that text, and we're praying for every person that's dealing with COVID or COVID-like. Let me tell you something, guys. COVID is real. They have different strains of it now, from my understanding. The cold itself, the COVID cold, is real. The hype is not. Did I make sense?
Yeah, yeah.
The infection, because it's a flu. Mm-hmm. It's a flu, it's in the dictionary. It's there, it's always been a flu. They just gave it a name and patented it so that they could own the name COVID. 19. So now they can, that's their, whoever did it, that's their name now. They own that. That's a U.S. patent. But the flu has been here. And so whatever happened to make this thing worse than it actually is, that's a real thing. So we're praying for every person that has been affected, or every member's loved one or friend that have been affected by this, the people that are on the front line, like the police and the firefighters and the nurses and doctors and everybody that has to deal with this daily, face to face. We're praying for those and their families, because it's not just the person that gets the problem, but it's the family that has to deal with the person that gets the problem and all the things that are part of that. It just snowballs, and we're just going to put an end to all of this one day. And I can't tell you how happy I am. Amen. I can't tell you I'm happy. Father, we're praying for every person, give me the name of Mark.
Mark.
We're praying for Mark and Mark's family and every loved one and every person that is concerned about Mark's welfare and every person that's dealing with this and their families that are dealing with this. We're praying, Lord, for healing and deliverance. We know that you are able, and we know that there is no other God. You are the only true and living God, and we know and understand that. And Father, no matter what the enemy is doing, greater is he that is in us than anything that is in the world. And we thank you for having the knowledge and the understanding of knowing that you are greater than great. And understanding that you are the only one that's good. You're the only one that's good. And people don't understand that. You are the only one that makes no mistakes. You are the only one where every judgment you make is correct. Every decision you make is on point. Everything you say is. You are the only one. And that's what, truly, that's what good is. And you are the only one that's good. And we thank you for being our Abba Father. We're praying for every person that's dealing with the COVID or the flu or things that are related to it and that have to deal with people that are dealing with that and the families that are dealing with that. We give you praise because we know that you will deliver your people. We bless you for this and all things in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Do we have many prayers this morning?
We don't. There's three that I'd like to group because they're very similar and they're very deep.
Okay. So deep. Okay.
Without mentioning names, one young lady has been emotionally involved with her counselor. They used to speak over the phone and they felt an attraction for one another shortly after the sessions began. The counselor's pastor has instructed him to no longer counsel this young lady, and that means there's no interaction. She misses him, but she's not sure if it's a viable relationship since he's 27 years, since she's 27 years his junior. She is confused, and the way they met is confusing. He asked her to marry him twice, and she's not sure that she loves, that she would love him if she met him in person.
Okay.
But she is suffering from separation anxiety.
Okay. Wow, that's a lot.
Yeah.
Let's start a little bit at a time. I'm gonna ask you to go back to that.
There's a couple like that, similar to that.
Okay, so listen to this. From what I understand, it's very common for the patient to have emotional attraction to the counselor because they're already in a state of need and they're already open for someone to come in and
comfort
them. And so once they find that comfort that they have missed or they have lost, it just naturally, so it just makes sense to them that they should gravitate to that person because that's the person that's helping me and making me feel better. And that's the person that must be my mate because who else can make me feel? And so that's a human thing. And that's not uncommon. Now, God is peace. And God is not the author of confusion.
Amen.
So if you are in a relationship and confusion is bountiful, confusion is there, God is not.
Amen.
I don't care what relationship you're in. If your relationship is just fraught with confusion, you can rest assured God is not in that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Amen.
And so, I can say funny, fancy words. And ask me to spell it. Now, if God, if it's confusion that surrounds it, you can rest assured the enemy is all up in it. Okay? So now, if you admit that it is full of confusion and you know it, and you're not having peace, and you are a child of God, you need to back off of that. And you need to, because I understand that you need something and someone. And God may indeed have something or someone for you to help you deal with the situation that you're in. But that's not it. Because God deals with peace and comfort. And when God is in it, you know God's in it. And there is no doubt in your mind that God is in control. If you have to fight through the confusion and try to pick locks on doors so you can get in, that's not God. And since God has allowed you to see that it is not of him, now you need to allow God to back you out of that. And the counselor's pastor or minister that told them that they should step away from that, that's correct. They should step away from that because you could be endangering two souls.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention the people that may be counting on you for leadership in your walk. And so if you find yourself in that environment, you need to give it to God and back away. Amen?
Amen.
Listen, go through it again.
Can we read the whole thing over?
I do, because okay. I don't want to miss anything.
I am emotionally involved with my counselor. We used to speak over the phone.
Mm-hmm.
We felt an attraction for one another shortly after our sessions began.
Mm-hmm.
His pastor instructed him not...
First of all, you don't know what he was dealing with before you came in.
Mm-hmm.
And so it could, just because he's counseling don't mean he had no issues.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Right? Mm-hmm. Just because you carry a gun don't mean you ought to be carrying one.
Yeah.
Amen. That person may have also been dealing with some stuff too. And when you came along, you looked like a temporary solution
right.
to that problem.
Mm.
We don't know, but I'm saying that is definitely something to consider.
Yeah.
And so now you've got two people that are in need that have stumbled upon or thrust upon each other in a counseling session, and they both are in need.
Mm-hmm.
And so it just makes sense that the enemy would say, go on. And if you're 50 years junior, you know, what are you laughing about, Jacqueline? And you know, that, mm-hmm. you know, he may be a smooth talker. I mean, we don't know. He might be a player. I mean, you don't know. You know, you don't know. Do you know? No, you don't know. Only God knows. And so God, I can see God's like saying, look, open your eyes because I'm not in there. You need to come on out the door.
Yeah.
Because this could turn into be an incredibly serious thing.
Yeah.
And you don't know how many people that will be affected
right.
by the choices that are made between these two people.
Yeah.
And so when God opens your eyes, you need to watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. Did I write that or did I read that?
Right.
I read that.
Okay. The pastor has instructed to end his counseling.
Good pastor.
And that means that they're not interacting at all.
Right, which they probably should not be. That doesn't mean that they don't, each of them don't need somebody to be ministering to them. Maybe the women need a woman, and the brother need a brother to minister to him. We got salt for you, minister, brother, and we got women that will pray for you. Because if you're emotionally jacked up, you don't need the opposite sex trying to help you. You need to get fixed.
And you're vulnerable.
And you're vulnerable. You're just wide open. I'm not trying to blame him.
Yeah.
I'm just saying both are in a position where they need to be separated.
Right. Right.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
It's very sensitive. They're both clearly are very open and vulnerable. And the last thing they need is to be caught up in something, and then they are taken off the path that God has placed them on, and who knows what. They may never find their way back. And there's so many other things that could go on from that. Go ahead.
She says she misses him, but she's not sure if it's a viable relationship since she's 27 years his
junior. Oh, 27. Oh, that's why she was laughing. Okay. So she's missing him. She's missing the comfort.
Yes.
She may not necessarily be missing him. She may be missing what he was providing,
yes.
a temporary comfort.
Yes.
Okay? That makes sense. I'm not calling her the problem. I'm not calling him the problem. I'm saying the situation could be a problem. Amen? And she's not, I don't think she's missing him. She's just missing what she was receiving from him. Who don't want to be comforted when they got problems? Who don't want that? You just got to be careful. You just got to be careful because it's a lot more than just, amen. Go ahead, Nikki.
Amen. She's confused.
Yes.
They met in a confusing way.
Yeah.
He asked her to marry him twice.
Yeah, she said no, thank God. Good, good, good.
She's not sure that she would love him if she met him in person, so she's never met him in person.
Baby girl, let me tell you, hey, I thought that was my family. Let me tell you, I'm so glad you contacted us. If you've never met them, you don't know who it is. You don't know, that's like an online dating. You don't know what you're getting. You know, you know, you think you're getting one thing and you're getting something completely different. You don't know what's in that package. You just don't know. And the fact that you're talking about it is a blessing because we can help, we can pray for you.
Yes. Amen.
That the Lord will, God, because I believe the Lord led you to send us that.
Yeah.
And so, and it's not, and you're not the only person that's dealing with a situation like that. You're not the only person. And it's not a male, it's not a male problem. It's not a female problem. It's a person problem. It's a humanitarian problem. And so I'm glad that you contacted us and listened. From where I'm standing, from what I'm seeing, that is not for you. You don't need to be a part of that mix. You need to be completely away from that and ask the Lord to lead you to someone that can minister to your spirit and not your flesh, because your flesh is always going to need something.
Right.
Yeah. Your flesh is always going to want to be satisfied some kind of way, whether it's sinful or not. Your flesh wants to be satisfied one way or another. You need someone to minister to your spirit, which will put the flesh in check, not smooth talk your flesh, saying what your flesh wants to hear. Amen. And so I can't thank you enough for coming to us, so that hopefully what was said today will help you and someone that's dealing with the situation like you. We want to pray for the counselor, and we want to pray for this young woman. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you for allowing us to minister to this young woman and prayerfully the counselor. Lord, we thank you for leading her to us. And we pray that something that was spoken will minister to her heart and to her spirit, man, that she will be focused on you, whatever she's dealing with and whatever he's dealing with. We're praying, first of all, that if there is any sin, that you would forgive them and wash them in the blood of Jesus. If there is anything, even though they never met in person, if there is anything in their heart and the mind, Lord, we're asking forgiveness for them in the name of Jesus, so that they will be sustained in you and they will walk according to your purpose for their lives, and that others will not be hurt by the decisions and choices that have already been made. We thank you, Lord, for opening her heart and her mind to be ministered to you, Lord. Minister to her spirit and not her flesh. Minister to her mind and to her heart, to the things that you can speak to, so that she will be blessed and comforted through the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, through the Spirit of God, through your Spirit, and that he too will be forgiven and ministered to. And anyone that's dealing with this type of situation, that they would bring it to you so that you will minister to their spirit. Help them to understand that it is their spirit that needs ministering to, not the flesh, but the spirit. We bless you for all these things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
These two I'd like to read together.
Together, okay.
With the same spirit.
Amen.
The first one is a single young lady.
Uh-huh.
She says, I'm a single young lady that is a virgin. I've never had a boyfriend. I'm battling with masturbation. I can go once without falling. Other times I give into it constantly. I have looked at porn as well. I need healing. I am tired of being victimized this way.
Amen. For that young lady, do you have an email address or anything for her?
I have an email for everyone.
I want you and Pastor Drea to reach out to that young woman, because that's not something that I want to speak about online.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. But those of you that are dealing with this or similar things that this young woman is speaking about, I need you to reach out to us so the women ministers and pastors can minister to you. Okay? For the men dealing with the same thing, I need you to reach out to us, because SALT, the men's prayer ministry, they don't just pray, they minister the gospel. They can help. Remember, guys, we're people too.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Just because we're in this position don't mean we don't know. Don't mean that we are oblivious to the things that are going on with people. Reach out.
Amen.
Your business is your business, and we'll keep it that way.
Amen.
Okay, this is not telephone, telegraph, tell us. Mm-hmm. Oh, y'all don't know what any of that is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Telephone is.
Okay, all right. Forget my age range I'm talking to. But,
International.
Thank you. Amen. Reach out to us, because for this particular type of situation, you need to be ministered to one-on-one. This is not just a blanket thing. You need to be ministered to one-on-one. And I need you all to reach out to them. Men, reach out to us, s4ctroops@aol.com. Send me an email, and I'll send you to the brothers that can bless you. Yes. Amen?
Amen?
All right.
The other one is the same spirit that the first one was dealing with.
Mm-hmm.
She just didn't recognize it.
Mm-hmm.
She said, there's a succubus spirit that attacks me in my sleep.
Mm.
It's been happening since I was a child. I have tried anointing myself before it, but it tricks me into believing it's gone. I love Jesus, and I am sick of this.
Yes.
Please pray for my deliverance.
It makes her think that it's so. It knows what you're doing when you're anointing yourself in your room and you're praying. Light and darkness cannot be in the same place.
Yeah.
God and sinful natures and spirits. So when you start doing that, they back out the way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then all of a sudden you feel the peace of God, because that's what God. And so you think in your mind it's all over. He's just actually just waiting for you to stop praying.
Mm-hmm.
Waiting for you to stop anointing yourself, waiting for you to stop praying over your atmosphere. They're just waiting for you, because they feel that I still got a chance if I sit real quiet and don't say, like a cockroach.
Mm-hmm.
Hiding behind the toaster.
Well, Pastor,
they behave that way because you don't recognize the power of your prayer.
That's true.
And the power of the Holy Spirit in you. When you don't walk in authority,
yes,
then there's so much room for the enemy to move freely. Mm-hmm. When you pray, you need to pray in the authority and know that the anointing of God is with you.
Yes.
And that he hears your prayers. That way they don't feel like they can freely come back.
Yes. Amen. I couldn't have said that any better. Amen. That was good, right? They will contact you and bless you. And anyone else that's dealing with that situation, just say, I'm a woman, I need to speak to another woman.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I won't even read it. I'll just send it right to them. s4ctroops@aol.com. We will keep your business. We will keep, because we just want to help. That's all.
Amen.
We just want to help.
Amen.
Contact us if you have any issues, and I'll send you to the pastors. And I'm telling you, they are some of the best pastors on the planet.
Yes, we do.
And we have prayer warriors that are out the box.
Amen.
Oh my God, these people know Jesus.
Yes.
And you don't have to send in 1995 to get a prayer through.
Nope.
All you got to do is just say, I need prayer. We Johnny on the spot. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So I'm just saying, that's my brother. Is that my brother? What's up, bro? I remember him. You look so different. I hardly recognize you. Amen. These prayer warriors in this house, and I'm talking about, you need to contact us.
Amen.
You really do. That's why the enemy hates this house so much.
Yes.
Because he ain't got a prayer up in here. Amen. All right, go ahead.
Just also, you're gonna pray for him.
Say, yeah. I'm gonna pray. Pastor Min. Kisa Avion. All right. So to Samia, see Avia, Samia Samjo Adesha. Okay, so Joanne, Anna, Abigail, Leslie, Pastor Nis. Please stop me. I need y'all circle up right here, because y'all gonna pray for these women right now. Greg, come here. I know I'm gonna need y'all to circle up. Circle up.
I thought you said Greg.
No, I said Greg. No, Greg, you come around here, because I know you did, but I need him over here, because he's gonna. Amen. So I'm gonna do this. You do that. Come on. Take her. Okay, well, we're going to do this first. This is for the women and men that are dealing with this. Women now, they're standing in the gap for you.
Amen.
I mean, Abigail, turn that camera around this way, baby. Okay, so they can see. That's me. Okay. Miki Saramia. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. I would have called Asia up, but she's man in the chat room. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Good morning, Joanna. Amen. Thank you, Greg. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Now, I need you to take her hand. Thank you, Greg. I need you all to pray while I pray. Okay? I need you all to pray. One of the pastors take the lead on the prayer while I pray. Monsieur Lamas, for every person that's dealing with what these young women are dealing with, whether you are male or female, whether you are older or younger, whether you are a child, a teen, an adult, it doesn't matter. If you're dealing with issues and the Lord is leading you for change, you need to contact us so that we can pray with you and pray for you, because God has whatever answers that you need. We are prayer warriors. We are here fighting for you. We don't want anyone lost or feeling like they're lost. We don't want anyone feeling that they won't be forgiven. God will bless you. I want to pray for you right now. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for every person that's dealing with these issues and other issues, for every person that's feeling in their heart and their mind that they are condemned, for every person that feels like they are trapped and locked into an environment that they cannot get rid of or that cannot come out of, we're praying that you would heal them and deliver them, whether they contact us or not, whether they're in this ministry or not. If they are looking for you for answers, we want to make sure that we do our part to bless them in the name of Jesus. For you, God, so loved the world that you gave your only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in you, they shall not perish, but they shall have everlasting life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Father, give them the answers, give them the healing, and give them the deliverance that they need so that they will be what you have called and created them to be. Father, as the ministers and pastors and believers and prayer warriors, pray for these and all people that are with this, that are looking for help. We are praying that you would reach out to them. From your throne, you can speak healing. From your throne, you can speak deliverance. From your throne, you can command healing. Whatever is necessary, you can fix this. Father, you said, I heard you before you called, and I answered while you were yet speaking. Let your perfection be made known in these people. Let your glory manifest in the hearts and the minds of your people. Let your peace flow through your people. Let your glory be present in their minds. Let your light destroy the darkness that's in the atmosphere and give them peace. Give them joy. Prepare us for the rapture. Prepare us to meet you. Prepare us to stand with you. Prepare us, Lord, that we will be on the front line fighting and being what you have called us to be. For you are so worthy. You are so worthy. All the brokenheartedness, bring them back together. Let your presence flow. Let your presence flow. Let your presence flow. Hallelujah. Let your presence flow in the name of Jesus. Glory to God in the name of Jesus. Yes, 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 yes. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, yes.
Yes, yes. Yes, yes. Yes,
yes.
Yes, that was in a position
of vulnerability. Yes, yes.
Yes, yes. Lord, we can't take advantage whether willingly or unwillingly.
Yes,
and that
yes.
comes from where he was too. That's why it's so important we pray for that counselor, because he too is hurting, dear Lord. We cannot take advantage of one another.
We pray your love. We pray Amen. Your justification. We pray your
Amen. We want to pray. We want to pray for the people that are part of this chat room while they're praying. We want to pray for Renew. Father, we want to pray for Renew and for Brooke Lauren and Olga and DC and Troy and Sandy and Dale 10K. Father God, in the name of Jesus, every prayer request, every need that have been asked for, we are agreeing with the prayer soldiers and the prayer warriors. We're agreeing that you would deliver them and give them what they need so that they would be what you have called and created them to be. If it is healing, give them healing. If it's deliverance, give them deliverance. Amen. And for Valiana and for Chandel and for Felipe and Sarah and Lynn and for our dear brother Robert and for Jennifer, Lord Jesus, and for JCM. Father, we are praying complete. We're praying complete deliverance and wholeness over them. We're praying the completeness. We're praying that you will complete them in Jesus' name and bring it right back here. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, Pastor, thank you all for the prayer. Awesome Amen. Prayer. Pastor, thank you. Awesome prayer. Ikosabia. All right, son. Abigail, you're back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Greg. Amen.
Let's get this one because we prayed for them this week already.
Okay.
They're just Warhammer for prayer, just to cover Kevin.
God bless you, Warhammer.
And Louise, these are baby Nico's parents.
Oh yes, 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 yes. Pop Isio Omania. Warhammer, our prayers are with you because we know you're on the front line. You're getting shot at constantly. We're there with you. And thank you for bringing those that are in need of prayer. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Father, for Nico's parents and loved ones, for those that are heartbroken, for those that are dealing with the pain of the loss, for those that are unsure what their next steps are. And not only Nico's parents and loved ones, but for everyone that has lost a loved one, a child, a spouse, a relative, a friend, a neighbor, my wife's grandmother, I call her my grandmother too, she's not, but she feels like it. She was telling me the other day, she said, we were talking about her puppy, her dog, and she's talking about what an awesome companion her dog is. And it took me a while to realize that those things are important. Mm-hmm. And they're like children to a lot of people. Mm-hmm. And as I'm praying for the loss of those that have lost loved ones, I'm also praying for those who have lost companions like puppies and birds or whatever, you know, because those are real losses. Those are real needs. Those are real things to deal with. And just because that's not your need doesn't mean it's not a need. Amen. Just because you're not dealing with it doesn't mean that somebody else that loves God's not dealing with it. And so every person that's dealing with loss, we're praying that God will fill that gap with his presence and with his spirit. In Jesus' name, amen. Two more, amen. Ooh, I didn't realize it was so late. Yeah. Amen.
Barbara is asking for prayer for her friends, Jane and Barry. They're both 70. They've been diagnosed with COVID. Mm-hmm. They are believers, but they're still in isolation. Have a few more days of isolation, and she's just praying for complete recovery.
Amen. Amen. I my Listerine, I had them, but they're gone. Amen. Oh, here it is. So, amen. You'll appreciate this once we take communion, because I'm going to be up in your face. Amen. Amen. You laugh now, but you'll be like, "Ooh, thank you, Jesus." For every person that, Leslie, she's just shaking her head. Every person, especially and younger children, everyone, but especially this group. We're praying healing and deliverance. We're praying that the Lord will watch over your atmosphere, that the Lord will keep you in a place where he can continually speak to you, give you comfort and joy, because the joy of the Lord is what? Your strength. And so as the Lord feeds you with joy, he will also be strengthening you. Amen. Good morning, Rachel. Right? Yes. I know. Amen. That the Lord will strengthen you and deliver you in this holiness. Father God, in the name of Jesus, again, for every person, especially the younger and the older that are dealing with this COVID thing and things like it, we're praying for healing and deliverance, because we know you are the great healer and we know you are the great deliverer, and nothing can stop you when you speak. Nothing can prevent your word from going forth, because you are watching over your word to make sure that it fulfills its destiny. Let it be in Jesus' name. Amen. One more.
Last one. Johanna is dealing with witchcraft affliction.
Ooh, affliction.
Her son's girlfriend is a part of the witchcraft, as well as a couple of neighbors.
What?
She wants to be set free and is asking for, she wants her son to be set free and asking for prayer for speedy deliverance and healing.
Amen. Man, that's deep. That's deep. First of all, there are a lot of people that don't believe witchcraft exists. So if you don't believe it actually exists, it's much easier for the enemy to overshadow you with that, because you think it's a fantasy or a cartoon anyway. And so you don't really believe, so the enemy can pretty much do what he wants because you don't think it's real anyway. And by the time you realize that it is real, you're already caught up. Amen. And I need Ryan. I know I saw Ryan, right? Where? Brother Ryan, I need you. And I need my brother right there. I need y'all to come here. Y'all gonna stand in for those people that are dealing with that witchcraft. Amen. Yes. First of all, come on, brother. I love this man. Amen. Brother Ryan, God bless you. Ryan, Marcus also gave us two crosses, one for you and one for me. You pick yours first, and then the other one is mine. They're right on the table. I meant to do it last week and forgot. And then you owe me something, and I don't know what it is, but amen. All right. Now, Pastor Andrea, I need you to stand behind my little brother. You look so different. Does he look different to anybody else? Oh.
The beanie he was wearing last time.
No, but there's something else going on. There's something else going on. Yes. Oh, my God. I just keep looking at him because I'm like, he's not what he was. Amen. He is now what he is. Amen. There's something different. Didn't y'all have a three-day prayer?
It's coming.
Oh, my God. Amen. You can tell when the Holy Spirit has entered in.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Well, he's not perfect yet. You've been in it for 50 years, and you still got a ways to go.
Amen.
So, you know, I'm just saying. Amen. You know, if you're looking for perfection, you're in the wrong spot. That's all I'm saying. You're in the wrong planet. If you're looking for somebody that's honestly seeking to serve the Lord, now you're in the right place.
Yeah.
But if you're looking for perfection, thank you, Ryan. Just keep looking. Amen. So I need you to, Pastor, are you behind him? I'm trying to hear this. Amen. All right, you're up. I kept looking at Brenda, but I had to wait and hear what the Lord said. Habusa, have your hands been anointed? Ha, sabie. Okay, my brother with the leather jacket on. Amen. Hasho. Asia, any chat room prayer requests that need to be addressed? Okay. I know I got communion. You're gonna please see, come on, Nikki, because you're gonna take their hands while I pray. First of all, good morning and God bless you. I should grow hair so I could flip it, huh? How I love, how would I look?
Sweet.
Sweet. Okay. Ryan tried to set me up. You're like, do it, do it. Amen. Amen. Ryan, amen. So now you're going to stand, after she anoints your hands, you're going to take one hand in one hand, and I'm going to pray. Because witchcraft is a serious thing, y'all. Well, how do you come about, how do you get in, your hands together, brothers, hands together. And you're going to take one hand, and then you're going to take the other hand, you're going to stand right here. No, not you.
Huh?
You.
Oh.
There we go. Because you're bringing this Trinity together. Okay. Amen. Hands on their shoulders, pastors. Hallelujah. God bless you. La via atosroianosan. Father, in the name of Jesus, we bless you for your worthiness and your righteousness. There is none like you in the name of Jesus. Nikki, do you remember her name?
Johanna.
Johanna, thank you for requesting prayer for this. Father, we cast out the witchcraft.
Yes, yes, in the name yes.
Of Jesus. We cast out the witchcraft in the name of Jesus.
Right now.
By the blood of the Lamb, we cast out the witchcraft in the name of Jesus. By the blood of the Lamb, we rebuke it and everything that has anything to do with your people. We rebuke it in the name of Jesus. We cancel the contract that the witches have tried to put on our fellow believer.
Yes.
Yes. We condemn the witchcraft from every angle, from every place.
Hallelujah.
I need every believer to stand to your feet and raise your hands to God as we pray. I need you, if you are a believer and whenever you listen to this, I need you to stand up and raise your hands up to the heavens. And I need you praying with us in the name of Jesus. Father, we cast out everything. The spells. We cast out the spells. We cast out the spells, the potions. We cast out the demons and the demonic spirits and the demonic presence. We cast it out in the name of Jesus. And let your power reign. Let your power be control of the atmosphere. Break the chains off the sun and get rid of that demonic girlfriend and the family and the and the neighbors and anyone that's dealing with that. Destroy them if you cannot draw them. If they will not be drawn to the cross, destroy them in the name of Jesus. If they will not allow you to draw them, destroy them in the name of Jesus. If they will not allow you to draw them to the cross, destroy them before they spew out any more poison on your people and in your atmosphere.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
We condemn every witch.
Yes.
Everyone that's practicing witchcraft in any form.
Yes, Lord.
Anyone that's promoting it. Anyone that's practicing it, anyone that's okay with it, anyone that knows it and will not pray against it in the name of Jesus, we cast it out and we break the spell that they have tried to cast on anyone that belongs to you. We cast it out in the name of Jesus. Let your fire and your power, greater is he that's in us than anything that is in the world. As our brothers represent the Trinity, we cast out in the name of Jesus. Let your authority go forth, because from your throne you can speak and it is done.
Yes, Father.
From your throne you can speak and it's done. Because you said, I heard you before you called. And you said, I answered while you were yet speaking. I know you heard this prayer at the beginning of creation. And as we pray, I know you are sending your angels and your power and your authority to cast out what the enemy has tried to build in your place. We bless you because we love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. 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 Let's do communion. And then any last minute prayers that came through the chat. Come on, saints. If you're taking communion, I need you to stand up and come over here. Amen. Hallelujah. Pastors, y'all take it. Y'all get it ready. I'm not going to be as long as I have, because we need to be ready when Pastor Sandy gets here. But if you're taking communion, I need you to come up, please. Come on up. Come on up. Come on up. Come on up. But before you take communion, I need you to understand, she brought the whole family. Hallelujah. And well, almost. Amen. God bless. Amen. Amen. I need you to understand that communion is, I thank God for my brother being here, Herbert. I really do. I really do. I really do. I just had to throw that in there. Amen. Now, for those of you, I need you to understand that if you say, well, I'm not ready for communion. I'm not whatever, whatever. You want to get ready for communion right now? Let me help you out. Lord, I know I'm not perfect. I know I haven't done everything that you wanted me to be. Lord, I'm not ready. I'm not perfect yet. You are never going to be perfect. Lord, I still have things I need to get through. You're going to always have a project you're working on. There's always going to be a project in your life that you're working on. I don't read enough. I don't pray enough. I don't witness enough. I don't brush my teeth early enough. Whatever your problem is. David, stop bouncing. I see you over there laughing. whatever you feel your shortcoming is, I can't take communion until I get it right. You're not going to get it right, because the enemy is going to make sure you don't get it right. So you can't take communion. You ask the Lord for forgiveness at this point right now. You ask the Lord for forgiveness. You ask him to correct your mistakes. You ask him to get you, to put you in a place that you are pleased with his walk. You ask the Lord to make the corrections for you. Forgive me of all my sins and unrighteousness, that I will be found worthy through Jesus Christ, because you will never be found worthy through you. But you will be found worthy through Jesus Christ, because that's the only one that is worthy. And if we are in him, we are made worthy because of him. Amen. And so don't think you can't take communion because I'm not perfect yet. Then that means you ain't ever, ever, ever going to take communion. Amen. You ain't ever going to take it. And the enemy's going to make sure that you know you're not perfect. So instead of dwelling on your perfection and the lack thereof, ask the Lord to put me in a place where I'll be what you desire me to be. Because God has a vision for every person's life. I'm just trying to get to that point.
Amen.
Amen. And that should be your same goal. I'm just trying to get to the point, God, where I look just like what God wants me to be. Amen. Amen. And so, needless to say, I'm going to ask you while I'm reading, you have time to repent. If you have aught against somebody, I just hate so-and-so. I just can't stand so-and-so. Don't take this. You need to get that straight first. Ask that person for forgiveness. Now, whether they forgive you or not, that's on them. You do your part. If they do their part, that's their business. Amen. God does not hold me responsible for you not forgiving me. He holds me responsible for not asking your forgiveness. Did y'all catch that? He does not hold me responsible. Thank you, Brenda. He does not hold me responsible if you don't forgive me. He holds me responsible for not asking for your forgiveness. Y'all understand that? I say, I'm sorry. And there's so many things I need to apologize for. I'm just going to say, I'm just sorry. I pray that you can forgive me. Sometimes I have to ask my little girls. I'm saying, you know what? You were right and I was wrong. I'm sorry. I hope you can forgive me. I do. Because if I offend them and I'm wrong, I need to ask their forgiveness. They're only six. So what? They know you blew it. And you owe them that apology. They my kids. They do what I tell them. All right. Keep it up. Amen. 1 Corinthians 11, 23. For I received from the Lord what I also passed to you. The Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. The Bible tells us, as often as you eat this bread, he didn't say you had to take it on the, I know it's tradition to take it on the first of the month. We generally take it on the second, used to take it on the fifth. He said, as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you do show the Lord's death until he come. As often as you do this, you are saying that the Lord did. And I do have some more juice back there if y'all need it. It's in the cabinet. Oh, no more cups. Yes, there's another cup. Oh, y'all worked it out. Amen. There's another box in there, just so you know. Herbert, what was I saying? As often as you do this, you do, thank you. You can't be the wife. You do show the Lord's death until he comes. You are representing, you are showing, you're still telling the world, this happened. You're being like a witness. This happened. This is still relevant. This is still real. You need to remember that this is not a fairy tale. This is the gospel. And this actually happened. He died on the cross. His blood was shed. He went down. He came up. He had the keys of life and death and hell in his hands. He freed those that were in Haiti. And he went. All this stuff happened. This is not a fairy tale. This really happened. And you going somewhere when you leave here. Amen. Oh, so I guess I better do that. Take your bread and raise it up. Amen. Ooh, it got warm up here, didn't it? Glory. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bless you and we thank you because we understand to the best of our ability, to the best of our ability, that this represents your body and what you went through in this body for me. Thousands of years before I was even born, you did this for me. And I will not take it for granted. I will not take it lightly. I understand the significance of your body. Yes. And I thank you. And I will not disgrace it by living in sin. But I will honor it by asking your forgiveness. Yes. And by asking you to accept my praise. And I will testify to the world of what you've done for me. Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we break our bread together. Ah, that's a beautiful sound. And we shall eat together. And the 25th verse, in the same way, after sup, he took the cup, saying, this cup is the New Testament in my blood. Do this. Whenever you drink it in remembrance of me and drink the cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. I don't know if anybody ever had a paper cut or ever been stabbed or ever lost any blood for any reason. I don't know about you, but I get real woozy when I see blood. It freaks me out. I know it's there. I just don't want to see it. I know I need it. I just don't want to see what it's doing. Just do what you do and we all right. But his blood was shed. They pierced him in the side and his blood came pouring out. How many of you would freak out if you saw your blood pouring out onto the ground? How many of you will willingly say, I know you're going to, he knew before he came to earth that this is what they were going to do. Why? Because he wrote about it in the Old Testament that this was going to happen to me. He knew in advance what's going to happen. And here's the catchy part. Here's the part that he did it anyway. He knew that there were going to be a lot of people that was going to ignore him and laugh at him and not respect what he did and disinvolve. He knew all of that before he even came. And then he wrote about it. But then he also knew that you were going to accept him and you were going to accept him and you and you and you. And you. He knew that there was going to be a couple of people that were going to say yes. Amen. And receive his blood and receive what he did. This is not a joke. This is real. And every time you do this, you're telling the world, this is real. It really happened. This represents his blood. And you need his representation in you. And every time you do this, you're saying, yep, it's still real. Yep, the gospel is still real. The Bible is a living book. It's alive. It tells you the story of Christ every time you read it. That's why he says, study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that need not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Because if you rightly divide the word of truth, you can never get to the end of the Bible. It's endless. Let us raise our cup. Father God, in the name of Jesus, for your blood, we thank you. For your testimony, we thank you. For what you did, we thank you. We bless you, Lord. This blood represents, this cup represents your blood, which was spilled for us, which saved so many, and is saving many even today. And with this, we give you praise. Let us drink together. And the scriptures go on to say, and the rest he will set in order when I come. In Jesus' name. You probably got a cup of wine, huh? In Jesus' name, we pray. Are there any, not Tiffany, Asia, are there any, is there anything, any chat rooms, any prayers in the chat room that need to be addressed right now? Somebody, Pastor Drea, would you go see Asia, see if there's anything in the chat room that needs to be addressed right now before we call it quits? Amen, because we don't want to leave anyone out. If it's necessary right now, we want to address it right now because Pastor Sandy came in. We don't want to leave anyone out. Amen. I'm so grateful that you came, that you're part of this service this morning, and I'm thanking God for you. I don't know if we're going to be here next week in the cloud or in the crowd. We're going to be together. Amen. In the cloud or in the crowd. We're going to be together. I just don't know where yet.
Amen. Pastor, the biggest thing is there's a lot of people that are testing positive.
A lot of people. Yeah. Test. Amen. La Saria Ataviso Untania. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we have no control over the system. We have no control over what's going on or what they're doing or what they're claiming. We don't know what's true and how much is true and how much is false. We don't know, and we know we don't know. But Father, those that are dealing with this, we're praying for their deliverance and for their healing. We're praying that you would elevate them to another level. We're praying that you would not bless only them, but their families. And for those that are dealing with it, help them, heal them, keep them, Lord. Open the eyes of those that don't see. And Father, focus. Help us to focus on the things that you will have us to see. We bless you because we love you and we thank you and your people and who you are and what you've done. We command healing in those atmospheres. We command deliverance by your name in those atmospheres, that your blood will cover them all. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. We give God praise and we magnify him in the cloud, as Brother Lloyd say, in the cloud or in the crowd. We'll see you next week. Amen. Hallelujah. That's my buddy there. Amen. He all serious, all focused.